That's Mark chapter 16, verse 15. And Jesus said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. He who does not will believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. And they will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover." And so the signs that follow the believer, there's four of them. Number one, they're going to cast out demons. And so when we speak about casting out demons, we're talking about where the enemy has so possessed or so controlled a person that we'll have the authority in Jesus' name to declare freedom over them so that the enemy will no longer have his hold in their life. In the area of addiction, some sicknesses, we could speak an hour on deliverance. But the point is, when you bring deliverance, what are you doing? You're bringing freedom to people, right? And the next thing is we'll speak in new tongues. We have a heavenly language. We have an ability to speak in the Holy Ghost. Number three, there's protection, divine protection. As we go out sharing the kingdom, there's divine protection over our life. And then number four, we'll heal the sick. And I don't even think it's necessarily only physical sickness, but sometimes people need to be emotionally healed. They need a mental healing. They need a breakthrough in their life. And so in saying that, turn with me to Luke chapter 9. I'm going to read one more quick passage. Luke chapter 9, verse 1 and 2. And I love this passage. And it says, "And Jesus called his 12 disciples together, and he gave them power and authority over all the demons and to cure diseases. And he sent them out to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick." And so Jesus sent out his disciples to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. And you know what? When we say the term the kingdom of God, we're speaking about God's way of doing things. We're talking about the culture of heaven. And we all know the Lord's Prayer. It says, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." And so God's ultimate goal is that he wants us to bring heaven to earth. He wants the culture of heaven, the joy of heaven, the healing of heaven, to come into our life. So when we're going out to preach, we're not going out to preach just one thing. You know, you got to deal with your sins, and you got to come to the cross, and you got to get to heaven. God's angry with sin and all. That's not the message of the kingdom. That's just a part of it. And I think that we're talking about outreach. I think we have to get this idea, this mentality. We got to throw away our old way of thinking that evangelism, we got to go out and we got to be soul winners. We got to stop thinking that. We got to start thinking about we're called to disciple people in the culture of the kingdom. And when you have that mindset, evangelism becomes very easy, because when you meet with people, you're coming together with them, okay, to show them the culture of heaven in action. Does that make sense? And so when you meet with people, we have to love them. We got to care for them, and we got to show them this is what God looks like. And you got to, Paul said, "Follow me as I follow Christ," correct? And so we need to show forth the culture of heaven. I think St. Francis of Assisi was, he went forth, and this is, he would say to people, you need to preach the gospel at all times, and if need be, use words. So in other words, it's not that I'm a strong believer in that we've always got to present the gospel message. We can't just love people and not share the gospel. But many times we share the gospel like we're a head above the other, or we feel that way. And we need to change our mindset with outreach. And so it's very interesting, because the message stays the same throughout the ages, but the Bible never gave us a method. God's scripture doesn't say you have to do church this way, or you have to run your organization this way, or you have to reach people this way. Jesus never gave us a method, because he realized that throughout culture and throughout time, there's going to be changes, and that the methods are going to change, but the message will never change. And you know, it's very funny, because we need to be willing to adapt to bring truth to our generation. I was reading about John Wesley during the, it was either John Wesley or George Whitefield. I think it might have been George Whitefield. And that name might not be familiar to you, but during the Great Awakening in the 1800s, they would go out on the street corner and they would stand on a box and they would preach. And sometimes 20, 30,000 people would come to hear the message. But that was something that the people understood, because first, they could handle someone standing up and say, repent, get saved, and turn from your sin. Because in that time, when you went to school, you learned English from the Bible. When you learn the alphabet, A is for Adam, B is for being bad, C, and they would take every letter and they would take a biblical scripture, and you'd have to learn a scripture. And so the Bible was taught with the English language when the schooling started in North America. And so we need to understand that. So people had all this knowledge of God, but they were still living in sin. So when the preachers got up and said, you know, God's going to judge you, they could receive that because they knew the scripture. And when Jesus went to the Pharisees and the Sadducees, he was harsh. He was like, you brood of vipers, you need to repent. God's going to judge you. But when he went to the people that had no Christian foundation or no godly foundation, he loved on them. He showed them the kingdom. He was clear that you couldn't sin and enter the kingdom. But he had a different approach. Does anyone see what I'm saying? He sat with the tax collectors. He sat with the sinners. And so God is calling us to be a people of outreach. But I'm going to say this. Just as I close, they did Canadian Evangelical Association of Canada did a survey, and maybe in the next few weeks, if I have a time, I'll bring up some PowerPoints and show you the stats. But they're saying that out of they surveyed all thousands of people, and they came to this conclusion that 13% of young people, was particular young adults and youth, 13% said that. Going to a religious service, 13% of them said it's important to go to some kind of religious function, okay? 85% people said, young people said, what's important to us is friendship, and freedom. Amen? And so we can't always be focusing on trying to get people to come to meetings, go to church. We have to build friendships with people because it's important. And we got to bring freedom. The freedom of the gospel. Amen? And Jesus understood that, because in his day he said, you go out, you heal the sick, cast out devils, you take care of people's needs, show them the kingdom of God in action. Amen? And so so that's important. So as we go back into worship for a bit, spend time in his presence, and then as you go, freely what you freely receive in his presence, freely give. Look for an opportunity to love somebody. Look for an opportunity to share. Look for an opportunity to be a friend and love a sinner, even in their state. Because you know what? When we were sinners, Christ still loved us. Amen? And so we need to love those that are still in their sin. Say, this is God's love. And they'll receive the gospel message. Is that all right? Does everyone hear what I'm saying? This morning. And so I think that in the years to come, we're not going to see any compromise in the message. The message is going to be strong. This is where we stand. We draw a line in the sand. We don't care about political correctness. This is what the gospel says, but we're willing to love. We're willing to show forth the kingdom of God. Amen? Amen. And so, did you want to bring back the worship? Is it? Okay.
Thank you.